When President Donald Trump announced that the United States is leaving the Paris Climate Accord, Governor Andrew Cuomo took the opportunity to say New York will not. The Democratic governor pledged to uphold the international agreement, formed a multi-state partnership, and promised to take aggressive action to tackle climate change. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, much of that work was already underway.
The New York Power Authority and the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, called NYSERDA, are investing more than $1.5 billion into many renewable energy projects. The cost will eventually be paid by ratepayers. The investment is supposed to create 40,000 new jobs and enough clean energy to power 350,000 homes. Governor Cuomo says that makes good on the state's commitment to international climate action.
We're going to follow the accord. We're doing it individually.
But the state has been adding renewable energy to the grid for several years now. As Cuomo acknowledged, it started with his 2015 plan to get half of New York State's power from renewable energy by 2030.
The state was already on that agenda and on that program with investing in renewable sources of energy, right? Wind, solar, et cetera. The $1.6 billion is going to accelerate our move towards renewable sources.
Still, Doreen Harris with NYSERDA admits that this renewable energy investment likely would have happened anyway through the Clean Energy Standard. That was passed by state utility regulators last year, codifying into law the governor's earlier renewable energy goals.
These solicitations really launched the Clean Energy Standard procurements that were required by the governor through the Clean Energy Standard. So these are, in many ways, the initiation of the fulfillment of the Clean Energy Standard goals.
NYSERDA Board Chair Richard Kaufman says Cuomo is not being opportunistic with this announcement of these plans. Kaufman says the state, NYSERDA, and the New York Power Authority are making major commitments to creating jobs and clean energy with this order.
The Power Authority is now acting in a more aggressive way, thanks to the governor's leadership.
Cuomo is rumored to be considering a presidential run in 2020. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.